Congratulations, Connor, into the final of the European Challenge Cup. Worst of the weather, but best of performance.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's nice to have the team remotely looking like itself again in terms of personnel on the pitch. We have a few more bullets, but I thought the pack were magnificent. We stayed patient. It was always going to be physical. It was always going to be a tough game in those conditions, and we looked very powerful. And there's a lot more to come from that team, so that's good.
Your set piece is very strong this game and very solid control of the game, but Grenoble pushed you quite hard, particularly in the breakdowns, always challenging.
They topped the pool, the big Connacht, who are, you know, second in the Pro 12. They play a brand of rugby that's really exciting, really suited to daylight today, if you've been honest. And it's a semi-final of a cup competition. I've said it a million times, Adam Jones has never been in a semi-final of any European competition. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? So they don't come around all that often. You don't get a chance for silver all that often. We know there's a huge hurdle ahead of us in Lyon, whoever makes it there to play us, but we're there and we're 80 minutes away.
Some key performances today. I mean, Rob Shaw always got himself stuck in again. Man of the match, Jamie Roberts. Impressive tackles and his attempt at the swallow dive as well.
Yes, when you're that size, I don't think you should be swallow diving, would be my quick tip, because that's how you wind yourself. No, you mentioned a few players that are great to have around, aren't they? And I think we've only scratched the surface. Great, you know, we have to get him out there and patch him up, and George Lowe again getting a try, and he's just so important to this group. But we're very happy to be in the final. We talk about winning things, but you can't win it unless you're in it, and we're in it.
And a dream return for Nick Evans, a try, conversion, penalties.
Yeah, he'll be disappointed with some of his kicking and his line kicking, but that's rust, and also just feeling your way into competitive rugby for the first time. He's probably a couple of weeks ahead of where he should be, but that's down to his professionalism, and he showed not bad gas for an old man, did he, to get down for the touchdown, but it's also the awareness and the ability to execute.
You've already got, or Harlequins have, three Challenge Cups already. A fourth does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you're judged. The history of any club is judged on the trophies they have, and we're 80 minutes away from a trophy that would be huge for us. And there's a lot of hard work gone in by a lot of people. It's nice for the supporters to have a night out in Lyon to look forward to. A few people came up to me after the quarter final and said, "We've already booked for the final." And I was just going, "I cannot believe you've done that." Hopefully, my wife will be on the internet at the moment trying to book her way over. And yeah, it'll be an emotional day out there.
A quick look ahead to London Irish.
Yes, what can you say? We have to stay focused. We have to do our job and forget about where they are. It's a very important game for us, so that'll be our focus. We give the guys 3 days off. It's a Sunday game next week, so it's 6 day turnaround followed by 6 day turnaround followed by 6 day turnaround, which we have to be very careful about how we manage the resources through. But as I said, you know, with people like Matt Luhmann, who Will Collier, guys like that who didn't play tonight, and they can all come back into directly to make sure we rotate around and keep ourselves fresh and make sure when we get to this final we will be absolutely on it. But we want to be in the top six and have the European done before we get to this final.
Well, congratulations and enjoy tonight. Enjoy the win.
I will. Thank you.